The Garberville Sanitary District, or GSD, has gotten county sign-off for a water system upgrade that will replace leaking storage tanks, expand storage capacity, and upgrade pump stations. At its April 4th meeting, Humboldt County's Planning Commission deemed the project to be aligned with the county's general plan and approved a special permit for access road development and installation of water lines within a streamside management area. The grant-funded project will bring the GSD system to modern environmental, fire suppression, seismic, and service standards. Max Hilken of Laco Associates, the planner for the county, described what it involves.
The project includes replacement of two water storage tanks with new tanks, removal of one failing water storage tank, replacement of two pump stations, an upgrade of one pump station, and the installation of new segments of distribution piping to connect the new tanks and pump stations to the existing distribution system. The proposed project also includes installation of four backup generators, instrumentation, controls, and radio telemetry improvements associated with this project.
The project will increase the district's water storage capacity by 427,000 gallons and replace tanks that are leaking. The use of generators has drawn some concern in written public comments, but senior planner Cliff Johnson said they'll replace older ones and will only be used for backup power during emergencies. GSD project manager Jenny Short said the project has been sought after for many years.
The three tanks that we are replacing have served the residents of Garberville for a very long time, as many as 100 years for one of them. They're very old, they've been leaking, and they've been needing to be replaced for decades. Garberville is designated as a severely disadvantaged financial community, and so our water rates are currently $90 a month for a base rate. It's higher than almost anywhere in Humboldt County. And so it wasn't as simple as just saying, okay, we're going to replace the tanks. We have many customers that have difficulty in just paying their water rate every single month. And so I've spent the last 10 years or so applying for various grants to try to obtain funding for this project so that we could complete it. During those years, unfortunately, while we were looking for funding, the cracks in the tank have continued to become larger and the amount of the water that's leaking onto the surrounding ground has continued to grow. The district's water source is a diversion directly from the South Fork of the Eel River, which is a wild and scenic river, and it's also home to numerous listed species. So while continuing to supply water to the residents of Garberville, we've also continued to divert water from the river through the treatment process, pumped it to the tanks, all to only have some of it leak back out onto the ground.
The state is supporting the project and its goals with funding.
The grant that the district eventually received was from the Department of Water Resources Small Community Drought Relief Program. That program's target is projects just like this one, with the goal of minimizing the amount of water withdrawn from the rivers during drought conditions. With the replacement of these leaking tanks, it will allow the district to decrease the quantity of water that's diverted from the river and leave more of this precious liquid resource for the fish and aquatic species that need it to survive the hot summers in southern Humboldt. It's taken a great deal of hard work by many people and agencies to get to this milestone in the project.
The project is set to go out to bid later this month. There was only one public commenter, a property owner who said a district access road has faulty drainage and washes sediment onto his driveway. The issue is deemed to be outside of the GSD system upgrade project, but commissioners urged the district to address the concern. Otherwise, the coast was clear and commissioners unanimously approved the general plan conformance finding and special permit. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.